Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You get the 119th Congress, now in action. And obviously, another term of the Democrats being in the minority, although it's a very slim minority. And we'll see if everyone stays in line. I think the big challenge is not out of the gate. I think you'll be, even though the House of Representatives is bonkers when it comes to like all the people that want to make headlines and get attention, I think a Republican's going to be hard pressed to go against the president at the outset. I think the key is going to be like the first 18 months. I think it's going to be not rubber stamping, but I think the president's going to get a lot of what he wants. And then after that, it's going to be based on how well it does and how these particular people think that they're going to fare in their reelection bids. What, you know, Trump will still have the power to primary somebody, but if you wait long enough, then he can't. And then obviously in the second part of the presidency, it's a different animal because Trump can't run again. So I think I've said it many times, maybe not at this hour as much, that my anticipation, I'll be really surprised, and maybe I'll be wrong because I'm on the record here, but my impression is that the first 100 days of any administration is intense because there's a sense of, well, if it's, you don't know if you're going to get a second term, and if you're not going to get a second term, you only have 2 years to get it done. And I think they're going to come out fast and furious. We got them? I didn't know that. Let's bring in Congressman Larson. First of all, Congressman, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, Brian. I'm great. A little snowed in and cold down here. You know, thankfully, Connecticut's avoiding the snow, so that's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I know the folks in D.C. get 2 inches, and it's like Armageddon down there. But
it is. Well, they actually got a pretty good hit here. We got about 8 to 10 here.
Oh, wow.
In D.C., yeah.
People don't even own shovels. listen, so you know, 119th Congress, I mean, we'll get to the Social Security stuff, but I was just sort of talking that I expect an intense level of activity coming out of the White House. I don't know how that's going to impact legislation necessarily. Like, what are your expectations?
Well, hopefully in a positive way, too. Unfortunately, because of the way the session ended, we also have to deal with the budget again to keep government open by March. So that's going to add to the intensity, Brian, I think. And I think it's going to be very intense. And Trump's been there before. And I think he now fully appreciates and understands that if you're going to get something done and accomplished in a 4-year span, the first, 2 years are the most important. And in fact, the first, 18 months or so are going to be vitally important. So, yes, I expect that there'll be a lot of intensity, but also a lot of opportunity to work together. So let us hope that that's the case.
You know, I'm curious, we're talking with Congressman Larson from the 1st District really quickly. You've been there a while. Is the sense that presidential power, whether through executive orders or in general, like, I mean, I think Trump really pushed the envelope and said, I'm going to do it until I'm told not to. Has the presidency become way more powerful than when you started?
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, and I think, I think there was a good sign back in December when we passed the budget when, initially when Elon Musk got on Twitter in the morning and said, you should stop a bill that was legislated and from all four corners, meaning Democrats and Republicans in the House, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, came up with a compromise bill to come forward that kept government open and addressed a number of critical issues that both sides cared about. And again, it wasn't perfect, but it was basically, no, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't have that. And we want to, lift the debt ceiling and a couple of other issues. And sent out a tweet, and Speaker Johnson pulled the bill. But then when it came to actually passing what Elon Musk wanted, 38 Republicans stood up against it and said, no, that's not the way, and it should be legislated differently. So I'm hopeful, because to your point, the president does have a great deal of authority, but the way that our system is constructed, I think, as most citizens know and understand and respect, is that, it's a system of checks and balances, and the legislature especially plays a very important role in that process, because it is a representative democracy.
We're talking with John Larson, congressman here in Connecticut in the 1st District on Bryan and Company. So the Social Security Fairness Act, this is not like the lot of stuff you focused on and would like to get through, but just talk a little bit about what it does, and does the fact that something on Social Security made it through now, does that inhibit your ability to get all the stuff you want to get done?
Well, listen, we have to give in Connecticut, and you should have her on sometime. I think you a retired English professor, Betty Marafino, actually introduced President Biden at the bill signing on Sunday. And she has headed up the national task force for the Alliance of Retired People in America, and just an outstanding individual, and was really responsible, critical, along with, teachers, firefighters, police officers, et cetera. Listen, that was a badly constructed remedy and bill and needed to be repealed. And it's a good news, bad news, Brian, in many respects. The great news is that it was repealed, and now these individuals are going to get their benefits. The bad news, however, is that it was not paid for. And I'm heartened by the fact that people have pledged that, no, we're going to come back and work to make sure that these bills are paid for. But when I say it's not paid for, one would have to ask, well, where's the money come from? It would come out of the trust fund itself. And so if it's not paid for, there would be a cut in other people's benefits to pay for it. So hopefully the incentive is there. We certainly are focused on it. I'm pleased that Hakeem Jeffries has made this part of his focus, along with Rich Neal, the ranking member on the Ways and Means Committee. But also, Trump has a number of proposals out there on Social Security as well, not the least of which is repeal of taxation, which we've had in our bill from the outset. So again, let us hope that there's a path forward for us to work together on this and, hey, frankly, to pay for it as well.
Well, there's a lot of proposals on taxation that were set on the campaign trail that aren't paid for. And I think part of the reason the request to put the debt ceiling on the side for 2 years was to potentially not be accountable for that.
Yeah, we could have a whole discussion on the debt ceiling. And Trump and Elon are going to be aggressively trying to raise that. And normally, I think Democrats would work together with them. And I think but Trump wanted to pass it so that wasn't part of the negotiations of moving legislation forward, which makes sense from his standpoint, but also makes sense from the Democrat standpoint to make sure that, you know, in the process, we're not going to be cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, especially because of the individuals that will impact the most.
Yeah. Good luck, Congressman.
Well, thank you, Brian. Look forward to coming back on the show again and appreciate you providing us with the time.
Yeah, be safe out there in the snow.
You too.
Okay, Take Congressman care. John Larson joining us here on Brian and Company.